On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
PG-13 in our theater.
So I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again. And I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film The Kitchen. The Kitchen came out on August 9th, 2019, and is an action crime drama. The rating is R, and the runtime is 1 hour and 42 minutes. The director is Andrea Berloff. Looks like that this is one of her first directorial debuts, but she has been a writer for Straight Outta Compton, and also the film World Trade Center. Starring in the film, we have Melissa McCarthy, who plays Kathy Brennan. You recognize Melissa from such films as Bridesmaids, where she plays Megan, and also the film The Heat, where she plays Mullins. We also have Tiffany Haddish, who plays Ruby O'Carroll. You recognize Tiffany from such things as Girls Trip, where she plays Dina, and also the film Keanu, where she plays High C. We also have Elizabeth Moss, who plays Claire Walsh. You'd recognize Elizabeth from such series as The Handmaid's Tale, where she plays June Osborne, as well as the film The One I Love, where she plays Sophie. We also have Domhnall Gleeson, who plays Gabriel O'Malley. You'd recognize Domhnall from such films as Ex Machina, where he played Caleb, and the film About Time, where he plays Tim. Amazing film, by the way, if you haven't seen that. So the plot of the movie is really, it's about these wives of New York gangsters, Irish New York gangsters, by the way, in Hell's Kitchen during the 1970s, and are kind of left to fend for themselves when their husbands are caught and are sent to prison. When they decide to continue to run the racket, they may have bitten off more than they could chew.
Times change. You do what you gotta do. From kids.
Most employers don't want mothers. It's a competitive market.
You don't know me.
For money, you survive.
Now might be the time.
For what?
For you.
Our husbands have 24 months left on their sentences.
Sorry, baby.
This is the Irish mob, organized crime.
We're gonna take care of you. You girls are gonna be just fine.
We got no money.
Can't even make the rent with what they gave me last night.
They didn't want me in the family in the first place.
40 years we pay protection and we don't get nothing for it.
They have been telling us forever that we are never gonna do anything but have babies. Bunch of men that have forgotten what family means.
So we remind them.
You're pretty, Mama.
Pretty doesn't matter, it's just a tool women use.
What?
Anything we want.
What do you want?
We are gonna have crews everywhere.
I can see you got brains, and I know you got money. But we got one thing that you don't. We got criminals.
I told you we can't go around working for a bunch of women.
You are not smarter than me. I will wipe you off the face of the earth.
I don't want you to do it. I want you to teach me how to do it.
Just to be clear, now we run this neighborhood.
Step off my business.
Baby, it's my business now.
They're gonna swallow this entire city. You go to war, there's no coming back.
Alfonso Coretti wants to talk.
If we go to Brooklyn, we're dead.
What do you wear to something like that? You get dressed up?
Kidding?
What?
My God, I lost count again.
All right, that was the trailer for the film. Just watching it again also just reminds me of a lot of the stuff that I really liked about the film, and I don't want to give too much away, but I'm going to be honest, it was a decent movie. So let's jump into the review.
I will admit that I'm not really... I wasn't really psyched to see this movie at the very beginning. Tiffany Haddish and Melissa McCarthy tend to get on my nerves a little bit. It's just that they always seem to go a little bit over the top to get a laugh. And in this movie, seeing that they were trying their hand at like more of a serious film kind of made me have some doubts. I wasn't too sure. However, I was really surprised. I really was. They did very well with the film. And never once really got on my nerves. None of those little things that they do to try to go over the top came out in the film. And dare I say, I think they might actually be, in my opinion, better at more serious roles than they are their comedy. I just feel like the comedy's, it's just too over the top. This movie, I stayed engaged the whole time. I was a little thrown off when the movie started, and even watching the trailer, it's in there as well, but it really threw me off when it showed, you know, the DC logo, DC Entertainment. I had no idea that this movie was based off of a comic book. Now, it's based off of DC Vertigo, which is a DC Comics imprint that kind of released more of like adult-style stories than, you know, what you would get from Prime DC, like Batman, Superman, that kind of thing. But it kind of threw me off. I thought that was really interesting. I also like the concept that there's basically like this organized crime, right, from of Irish descent, right? So Irish immigrants coming through having organized crime, and then their husbands are caught. So these are, you know, one of the husbands is obviously one of the top notch guys, and then the other two are kind of up there as well, but they're caught, and we don't see the ladies just step right in. So it was good to see a little bit more of the why behind what they did, instead of just being like, well, ladies, it's time to step up and we're going to take over. There's some driving factors that get to that, and I thought that part of the story was very interesting as well. I think the story flows very well. It keeps me interested. I'm engaged. It didn't run too long. Just when you think that they have like an obstacle that's going to stop them from achieving what they're trying to do, it's really interesting to see how they get around that. So I liked that as well. I also like that it's just not a victory story, right? Without giving too much away, there is pain that occurs on both sides, right? So we usually have good versus evil. I like that they kept it real, and that's all I'll say there. There are some twists and turns that kept me interested for, you know, for the film. So it wasn't just this like we have one thing to achieve, but little things come up in it, and I thought it carried the story well. Now, I've read some other reviews that don't agree with that. I say let's agree to disagree. I thought that it was done well. Each actress does very well in owning their character as well, and really owning their own reasons for doing what they do, right? So my fear was that we would have, you know, the spotlight, the, you know, the one person or maybe the one leader or whatever that case may be, and then the rest kind of just follow suit. And it's not. You see that each of them have their own history that they carry along with them that kind of gets them to that point. So I thought that was good too. The era of the film that they're shooting in, I think that they pull that off nicely. You know, a lot of good things, right? Is it spectacular? No, right? It's not the best film. In fact, I would say it's comparable to other films that I have seen. So, in its own right, it's its own story, but nothing really super original here. That being said, my rating for the film is 3 out of 5. I think it's worth at least seeing. I don't think you're going to go to the film and feel like you've wasted your money. I feel like that you'll enjoy it. You're not going to walk away bragging to everybody else about how great it was, but I feel like that you're going to say that I did get my money's worth in that showing. So that concludes the review of The Kitchen. We do have a small review for a more recent film, if you will. It's called Art of Self-Defense. It was hard to find the release date for this film. It's saying November 1st for Mexico, but it looks like that this was more of like a film festival type of movie. It says that it had a brief release on July 12th, or limited release, I should say. Kind of around that point, I was able to see it more recently than that. It is a drama, comedy, sport film and stars Jesse Eisenberg, who plays Casey. That's really the big name in the film. You'd recognize, obviously, Jesse Eisenberg from such films as Zombieland, where he plays Columbus. Really, it's just about a kid who's kind of... I wouldn't say kid. I would say middle-aged male
who is mugged and decides to kind of take martial arts to defend himself as well as kind of use that as a recovery. The comedy is dry on this film. It reminded me of Napoleon Dynamite, and I'm not a fan of that type of humor. Really did not enjoy the movie at all. I feel like that there's a big reason why this movie hasn't been heard of. It's just not one out of five on this one. This is just a small review to kind of give you a heads up. Obviously, I don't get a chance to cover a lot of films, so I try to put little things like this in there, especially things like this. Please, I would say, I mean, if you love Napoleon Dynamite, maybe check out the trailer. See if you think it'll fit well for this film. If it does, great. There were people that were laughing in the theater. I couldn't even crack a smile. I thought the jokes landed very dryly. I thought it was rather stupid. At some points, the lines are delivered in such a way that it's done in like a mantra delivery, where they're just spoken, but there's no emotion behind it. Terrible movie. I'm sorry. Hated it. 1 out of 5 stars on this one, guys. So it's up to you if you want to waste your money or not. But that is it, guys. As always, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook.com. That's www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. That's all run together, no spaces. You can find us on Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. But we are available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and we're on all of those platforms and many, many more because of Anchor, and we can't thank them enough for that. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film. Go with your family, your friends, or maybe you just want to spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.